Chapter 2. Wicked No More. When dinner was ready, the bishop, his sister and Jeanne sat down to eat. The table was laid beautifully, with exquisite silver candlesticks, china plates, beautiful silver cutlery, and plenty of good home-cooked food. Jeanne ate quickly and hungrily. After they had finished eating their meal and cleared the table, Jeanne found himself telling the bishop his life story. When I was in my 20s, I lived with my sister and her 5 children. Her husband had died, and I tried to help her. We all worked hard, but it wasn't enough. I couldn't bear to see the children hungry. So one day, in 1796, I stole a loaf of bread from the baker's shop. Unfortunately, I was arrested and sentenced to 5 years in prison. I tried to escape, but they caught me and added more time to my sentence. In the end, I spent 19 years in prison, and I have just been released. The bishop listened quietly to Jeanne's story, and then there was a long silence. Jeanne wondered if he had shocked the bishop, and if he was going to be kicked out of the house. At least he had already finished his meal. Finally, the bishop spoke. "Society has been terribly cruel to you, Jean Valjean," he said. "It is tragic that a good man can be reduced in such a way. But now you are free, and you can start again. It is never too late to start again, my friend." The bishop turned to his sister and said, "My dear sister, please bring the gold coins from the wooden chest." The bishop's sister looked at him questioningly. She was obviously not pleased with this request, but the bishop smiled at her, and she obeyed. Reluctantly, she opened a decorated wooden chest in the living room. Inside the chest were the few valuable items which the bishop possessed: the silver candlesticks they had used at dinner, and a small bag of gold coins. The bishop's sister brought the bag of coins to her brother.
"This is all the money we've got, brother," she said. "Maybe you should consider how much of it to give away."
The bishop smiled and said, "Dear sister, this is exactly what I've been saving this money for." He then handed the money to Jeanne.
"Here, please accept this gift. It will help you start your new life. Now you must be very tired. Come, let me show you your room for the night."
The bishop took Jeanne to a bedroom with a nicely made bed, clean sheets, a soft pillow, and a warm blanket. Jeanne couldn't remember the last time he had slept in a comfortable bed. He fell asleep immediately. Early in the morning, Jeanne awoke. He walked quietly to the wooden chest, opened it, and took out the silver candlesticks. He put them in his bag, together with the gold coins the bishop had given him as a gift. He felt no guilt or shame in his actions, only the thought of taking as much as he could get. Then he left the house quietly. Later that morning, as the bishop and his sister were having breakfast, there was a knock on the door. The bishop opened the door, and to his surprise, he saw a policeman holding Jean Valjean in handcuffs.
"Good morning, Bishop. Good morning, Madame Baptistine," said the policeman. "I've arrested this thief. I found him on the street with these silver candlesticks in his bag. I believe he stole them from your house."
The bishop's sister said indignantly,
"Yes, they are ours."
"And we gave them to this dear man," interrupted the bishop. "Please release this man immediately. He is innocent." These words came as a big surprise to everyone in the room. The policeman looked embarrassed by his mistake. He unlocked Jeanne's handcuffs. The bishop's sister looked at her brother in amazement. Most of all, Jean Valjean was shocked into silence. The bishop continued apologetically,
"Monsieur Valjean, I am so sorry about this. Oh, and you forgot to take the silver cutlery."
The bishop went to the kitchen and came back with the cutlery they had used for dinner.
He gave it to Jeanne.
Here, I gave it to you, don't you remember?
Jeanne stared at the bishop in complete shock. The policeman said,
I'm very sorry, bishop. Please accept my deepest apologies, Monsieur Valjean. Good day.
The policeman left. Jean Valjean remained standing on the spot. After a long silence, he spoke.
Why?
He asked. The bishop smiled and looked into Jean's eyes with kindness.
My brother, never forget. Use this silver to become an honest man. Depart from evil and become good. I have bought your soul with this silver, and I am giving it back to you. The road to heaven is not an easy one, my brother, and you will sometimes fall. But there is nothing greater than a fallen man getting back on his feet. Go with God.
Jean Valjean walked out of the bishop's house into the city like a man in a trance. The bishop's kindness was like a terrible assault, and it was more than he could bear. The long 19 years in prison had transformed him from a good, honest man into a hard, wicked man filled with hate and anger. But now, a struggle had begun between his own wickedness and the bishop's goodness. Jeanne did not understand the things that were going on inside him. He felt confused and agitated. He was so desperate that he even missed the familiarity of his old life in prison. Suddenly, a young boy walked by him, playing with a coin. The boy was a chimney sweep, and the coin was his precious payment for the day's work. Suddenly, the coin fell and landed near Jeanne's feet. Jeanne stepped on the coin.
Monsieur, please move your foot. That is my coin, said the boy.
Go away, Jeanne shouted.
But, monsieur,
shouted the boy, his lips beginning to tremble.
There is no coin. Now get out of here before I attack you, shouted Jeanne.
The poor boy ran away, crying over his hard day's work, now lost to him. Then all was quiet. Time seemed to stop. In the silence which surrounded him, Jeanne began to hear the whispering of his conscience. It became louder and louder until he could not bear it. He remembered the bishop's words to him, "Depart from evil and become good." He began to run in the direction of the boy, calling for him,
"Boy! Hey, boy!"
But the boy was not there anymore.
"Oh, I am a terrible man," cried Jeanne, and threw himself on the ground in anguish.
Once, stealing the coin from the boy would not have made him feel bad. But now, he was not capable of doing such wickedness any more. He knew, at that moment, that he would never be the same again. Taking his incriminating yellow papers, he tore them into small pieces. The past was the past, and his secret alone. The hard ex-convict began to disappear. He was not that bitter man any more, but he did not know who he was, or how to be anyone else. The next day, at the police station, Inspector Javert was reading a report which caught his attention. He quickly walked into the office and said to his superintendent,
"I have just received a complaint made by a chimney sweep who was robbed near Dean. The description of the thief fits Jean Valjean, a convict I recently released from prison.
I knew it. It was just a question of time before he went back to being what he's always been, a wicked thief. We must try to catch him,